Today we celebrate the feast of two very wonderful saints. One a very recent saint, the other way back in antiquity. The principal feast of today is that of the Capuchin Doctor of the Church, Saint Lawrence of Brindisi. Of course, most people around these parts will say Brindisi. That's wrong. Brindisi. And of course, in Spanish, that sort of rhymes to when you make a toast. Brindisi. To you. Ad multos annos. Saint Lawrence was born of a noble family in Brindisi, which is in the southern part of Italy. And when he was a teenager, he entered the Capuchin friars. And there, not only did he continue his education that was begun by his parents already, but he continued his education in the religious life, in philosophy and theology, and languages. In particular, he knew the Oriental languages, Arabic and Aramaic and Hebrew, and this would serve him well in his service to the church and to the Capuchin order. Eventually, he was made a minister general of the Capuchin order. He also was a great support and advisor and an envoy diplomatically of the Holy Fathers, the different popes that he served during his lifetime in the latter 1500s and early 1600s. He died in 1611, still relatively a young man. And he traveled throughout all of Europe and converted many Protestants, many Lutherans, and others, Calvinists. And he also converted not as many, but quite a few Jews to the Holy Catholic faith, thanks to his knowledge of Hebrew. And it was said that even the rabbis were jealous of him and how well he knew Hebrew better than they did. And that's the way we need to be. We need to know the things that our enemies know better than they do, so that we can really fight and teach and persuade as our Lord wants us to do in the work of evangelization, which is still the work of the church, no matter what anybody else may say. Everything that we do must be for converting souls, evangelization, and propagating the Holy Catholic Church. He died tired by his labors in 1611, as I said, and he was canonized and made a patron saint of preachers and those who learn foreign languages. In addition, of course, he is a very, very dear saint of the Capuchin Franciscans. The other saint, which goes back very, very much back to antiquity, is that of the virgin and martyr Saint Praxedis. She was the sister of Saint Pudenciana and daughter of the Roman senator Pudens, Saint Pudens. And after her sister died, she did as was the custom in those days, and in her basilica in Rome, just a few steps away from St. Mary Major, you can see her statue wringing a sponge and the blood coming down into a basin, because it was the tradition of the ancients to collect the blood of the martyrs. The blood of the martyrs is most precious. Of course, we still have the blood of St. Januarius and a few other saints. The others have gone lost into antiquity. But nevertheless, St. Praxedis was doing this when others had been martyred, and she was caught, and she herself was martyred in the year 164, very, very back to antiquity. And so we pray to St. Lawrence of Brindisi, great Capuchin doctor of the church, and St. Praxedis, virgin and martyr, to give us strength in the holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.